discuss our foreign economic policy next week. This series is coordinated by Murray Dyer. This is Kennedy Ludlam speaking from Washington, D.C. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Chicago, WMAQ. 6:30 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova, gift of a lifetime. Now keep tuned for Curtain Time, then at 7 o'clock, for William Bendix in The Life of Riley. Chicago, WMAQ.
Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Curtain Time!
The makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. A gaily dressed theater crowd passes through the lobby tonight, eager for the new play. And here, as at every opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, I'm told we have a comedy tonight.
That's right, John. We're greeting spring in a happy mood. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8, sir.
Well, who could ask for better seats? But in a moment, the lights will go out, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Annette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in Wanted a Name. Mr. Elders plays the part of Steve Madden, and Miss Sargent is cast as Jerry Germain.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the first time. Act of Wanted a Name. The scene is the richly appointed office of J.J. Bigelow, president of Bigelow Ball Bearings Incorporated. At the moment, Mr. Bigelow is talking business with his lawyer, Steve Madden.
Well, Steve, now that that's settled, what about this crackpot inventor who's suing me for $200,000?
Hmm? Oh, you won't have to worry about him anymore, Mr. Bigelow. I got him to settle out of court for $2,000 cash.
Splendid, splendid. How in the world did you do it, Steve?
Oh, it was easy. I found out he needed money in order to sue somebody else for $500,000.
Nice going, Steve. Oh, I don't know what I'd do without you. Well, what's next?
That's all, Mr. Bigelow.
You mean nobody else is suing me?
For the time being, no.
Well, 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 well. Do you realize, Steve, that this is the first time in 3 years I haven't had a lawsuit hanging over my head?
That's right.
Well, now I can devote some time to business. Say, that reminds me.
Yes?
My wife has decided to go into business, with my money, of course. And I'd like to have you handle all the legal details for her.
Oh, of course, Mr. Bigelow. I'll be glad to.
She's starting a chain of exclusive hat shops as soon as she finds a good name to operate under.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to use mine. She says Bigelow sounds too stuffy.
Well, why doesn't she use her maiden name?
Oh, come, come, Steve. She can't call them the Hortense Frumpflugel shops.
Yes, I see what you mean.
You see, she wants something that sounds young, but with a continental flavor.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can help her. Say something like Rene Renoir.
That's the idea.
Or Corinne Dubois.
That's not bad either.
Or Jerry Germain. The Jerry Germain shop.
Just a minute, Steve. I want to write those down before I forget them.
Bigelow.
Oh, hello, Steve. Well, what's the matter? You look worried.
I am. It's about those names I suggested the other day.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I meant to tell you. Hortense liked them all, but she's absolutely crazy about the last one.
The last one?
Yeah, you remember Jerry Germain?
Oh, I was afraid of that, Mr. Bigelow. She can't use it.
What do you mean she can't? She says she wouldn't part with it for anything.
But it doesn't belong to her.
Well, why not? You made it up, didn't you?
Well, I thought I made it up, but I guess I didn't. I Must have remembered it from someplace.
You don't mean there's a real Jerry Germain?
Here, take a look at this ad. I just saw it in today's paper.
Let's see here. The Rose Room of the Ritz Plaza proudly presents Jerry Germain, the celebrated songstress. Oh, my gosh. Do you know what this means?
Yes, I know. Another lawsuit.
No, by George, no. I won't put up with it. I will not be sued again. If I have to spend another day in court, I'll start foaming at the mouth. Steve, you've got to get me out of this.
Well, maybe I can get Mrs. Bigelow to listen to reason.
Oh, not a chance. Hortense is a stubborn woman. She's going to open her first Jerry Germain shop next month, and nothing can stop her.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll have to work on Miss Germain.
That's exactly what I had in mind, Steve. Work out a deal with this Germain woman.
Well, it may take some time.
I don't care how long it takes, but get going, Steve, and don't come back until you've got that name.
Okay, Mr. Bigelow, I'm on my way.
And, Steve, I absolutely refuse to pay a cent over $10,000.
Pardon me, but are you Miss Germain?
Yes.
Well, my name's Steve Madden. I'm an attorney, and I represent J.J. Bigelow, president of Bigelow Ball Bearings, Incorporated.
Well, won't you come in, Mr. Madden?
Why, thanks.
Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Now, what is it you wish to see me about?
Well, Miss Germain, it's about your name.
Oh? What's wrong with my name?
Why, nothing. Nothing at all. As a matter of fact, it's a very beautiful, sophisticated name.
Oh, really? It's just an old thing I've had around for years.
Yes, but what I want to know is, would you like to sell it?
I beg your pardon?
I said, would you like to sell your name? I want to buy it.
You mean you want my autograph?
No, not your autograph. Your name, Jerry Germain. I want to buy it, lock, stock, and barrel.
Oh, dear, I meet more darn screwballs.
Please, Miss Germain, I'm not crazy. I just want to buy your name for my client, that's all.
You mean he isn't happy with his own name?
Oh, he doesn't want it for himself. He needs your name for business purposes, and I'm prepared to pay you $5,000 for it.
Well, shall I send it, or will you take it with you?
Please, I'm not joking. Mr. Bigelow wants your name for a chain of hat shops his wife is starting, the Jerry Germain shops. Look, I'll make it $8,000.
But, Mr. Madden, if I sell it, then what will I do for a name?
Well,
I don't want to go through life with people calling me, hey, you.
I'll tell you what. We'll have your name legally changed to Peggy Jones or Sally Brown
or Snow White.
Really, Jerry Germain doesn't fit you.
No?
No, it's too sophisticated for you. You're the sweet, simple type.
Well, I'm not simple enough to fall for that corny line.
Oh, well, then let's get back to money. I'll give you $10,000, not a cent more. How about it?
Mr. Madden, I think the whole idea is positively ridiculous.
Oh, but, Miss Germain, $10,000, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is, and I'm very fond of money. But I'm afraid you've overlooked something.
What?
I'm a singer, and my name is my bread and butter. It's taken me 5 years of hard work to become known as Jerry Germain, the celebrated songstress.
Yes, I never thought of that.
If I were to change my name to Peggy Jones or Sally Brown, why, I'd have to start all over again, from scratch. So you see, I can't sell my name. I need it myself.
All right, Miss Germain, I'll compromise. I'll pay you $10,000 if you'll just let us use your name.
No, thank you. I have no desire to be a dual personality, half singer and half hat shop.
Well, I guess that's that. At least they can't say I didn't try.
What's more, Mr. Madden, I want to warn you.
Yes?
If my name is used without my permission, I'm going to sue Mr. Bigelow for every ball bearing he owns.
Why, Miss Germain, we'd never dream of using your name without your permission.
Well, in that case, you've got nothing to worry about.
I guess I'll be going. You're sure you won't change your mind?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is, not until I get married.
I beg your pardon?
I said not until I get married. You see, when I do, I'm going to marry a wealthy man who'll give me diamond bracelets, mink coats, and 16-cylinder convertibles.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Oh, it's quite simple. When I get married, I'm going to give up my career for a life of luxury. And then I won't need the Jerry Germain anymore.
You mean that then you'll be...
Mr. Madden, a girl can always use an extra $10,000. When I get married, I'll gladly sell you permission to use my name.
Well, when are you getting married?
Oh, maybe next week.
Swell.
Or maybe next year.
Oh.
Or maybe 10 years from now.
No.
Excuse me a moment, will you? Someone's at the door.
Oh, of course.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Oh, Jerry.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Paul, I want you to meet...
Why, Steve, you old dog. Wait,
well, I'll be darned, Paul Warren. How are you?
Don't tell me you two are old friends.
Why, I'll say we are. Steve and I went to grammar school together.
Sure.
Jerry, you haven't forgotten our dinner date, have you?
Of course not, Paul. If you gentlemen will excuse me, I'll be ready in a jiffy.
Okay. Paul, I'm sure glad to see you. But say, are you engaged to Jerry?
Why, no.
Then why aren't you?
Oh, gosh, Steve, wish I were. You see, I want to marry Jerry, but...
Say no more, Paul. You'll be married to Jerry in less than a month.
What? I'll be married to Jerry in less
just
than a month?
Just leave everything to me, Paul, old chum. Yes, sir. Just leave everything to me.
On the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now, John Weigel.
Now that spring is officially here, we are all looking forward to the traditional spring pleasures, long walks out of doors, gardening, spring sports, and in the middle of the afternoon or evening, a Milky Way candy bar. Your enjoyment of a Milky Way begins the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and recognize that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then, with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. Altogether, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat make every bite of a Milky Way a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
For the second act of Wanted a Name, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. When Steve Madden tried to buy Jerry Germain's name for his client's wife, who intends to open a dress shop, he discovered Jerry won't change her name until, of course, she gets married. Before leaving the singer's apartment, however, he met an old friend, Paul Warren. This meeting gave Steve an idea. It's now a few days later. Paul and Steve are in the latter's office.
Well, Paul, tonight's the night. Have you got the diamond?
Here it is, Steve. I bought it this morning.
Good. Is everything set?
Well, no, I'm afraid not.
Oh, but you called Jerry, didn't you?
Yes, but I don't think she's going out with me tonight.
Oh, but, Paul, she's got to. How can you propose to her if you don't see her?
Well, I don't know. She said she wanted to stay home and read.
Read? One night of the week she doesn't have to sing, she wants to stay home and read.
Well, I suppose I could phone her again. She might change her mind.
She'll change her mind, all right. I'll see to that.
Huh? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm fixing you up with a date, chum.
What?
Hello?
Jerry, this is Steve Madden.
Oh, hello, Mr. Madden. Is this a business call?
How far from it. Jerry, I've got some awfully good news for you.
You have? What?
Why, I'm going to take you out tonight.
Mm-hmm. You're going to take me out?
Yes, aren't you overjoyed?
Why, Mr. Madden...
Oh, no, don't thank me. It's no trouble at all.
Why, you...
You know, Jerry, you're much too nice to go around with Paul Warren, so I've decided to take you away from him.
I thought
of course, it shouldn't be too hard.
Well, of all the colossal nerves...
I know Paul's a nice guy and all that, and he can't help it if he's such a dope.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Mr. Madden, I'll have you know Paul Warren is one of the nicest men I ever met.
Oh, sure, but why waste time talking about him? I'll pick you up tonight at 8.
Oh, no, you won't. I've already got a date, and it's with Paul Warren.
But you'll break it for me, won't you, darling?
I should say not.
Okay, I'll be there at 8. Goodbye, Jerry.
Steve, if you think that's the way...
Paul, you're in. Just phone her in half an hour, and she'll beg you to take her out tonight.
Well, thanks, Steve. Really swell of you to go to all this trouble for me.
Oh, forget it. You know me, anything to help a friend. But remember, when you propose to her...
Steve, I don't think I can do it. I'm afraid to ask her.
But you want to marry her, don't you?
Of course I do, but I'm scared she'll turn me down.
Well, why should she turn you down?
Well, for one thing, I haven't got any money. I think she's got her heart set on marrying some rich guy.
Jerry? Don't be foolish, Paul. Why, that sweet, unspoiled child doesn't care that much for money.
She doesn't?
Of course not. Paul, Jerry doesn't ask much of life. Just the simple things, a devoted husband, a two-room apartment, and a
can opener.
Gosh, Steve, are you sure?
Positive. Listen, if somebody bought her a lot of diamond bracelets, mink coats, and 16-cylinder convertibles, the poor girl would be so unhappy she wouldn't know what to do with them.
Then you really think I've got a chance, huh?
Boy, you can't miss.
Gee, I wish I had your confidence.
Relax, Paul. I'll take care of everything. I'll even talk to Jerry tonight before you show up, and when I get through, she'll fall into your arms. Hello, darling.
Oh, so it's you.
Well, of course. Whom did you expect?
I told you this afternoon that I've got a date with Paul Warren tonight.
Well, you can still call him and say you've got a headache.
I have got a headache, and I wish I were rid of you.
I've got a better idea, darling. Tell him the truth. Tell him you're going out with me.
Mr. Madden, why are you so interested in me all of a sudden? Are you still trying to buy my name?
Oh, Jerry, hasn't it occurred to you that I may be infatuated with your sparkling eyes and flashing smile?
I'll bet.
I want to take you away from Paul. I want to keep you from throwing yourself away on him just because he's got a lot of money.
Money? Did you say Paul has money?
Yes, you know, D-O-U-G-H, money.
Oh, but I didn't know that Paul has money.
Are you kidding? Why, Paul's rich, fabulously rich. You knew that.
No, I didn't.
Why, next year he's coming into a huge copper and steel fortune.
Well, that certainly puts Paul in a new light. Why, I might even marry him.
Oh, but you can't do that. Why, being married to Paul would be just like being married to a bank.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, but Jerry, you wouldn't be able to call your soul your own. Do you want your life all cluttered up with money?
I certainly do.
Oh, but you'll wear yourself out buying beautiful clothes, expensive furs, exotic perfumes, gold lamé evening gowns, diamond brooches, pearl necklaces.
Oh, I'd love it.
You'll ruin your health with riotous living, gay parties, caviar and champagne, trips abroad, winters in Florida and Bermuda, nightclubs.
Oh, I will?
Look, Jerry, do you want to wreck your life?
Yes. Oh, that must be Paul now. Excuse me, please.
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, hello, Paul. Honey,
huh?
Dearest, precious.
Well, you mean me?
Oh, come in, darling. Oh, Angel, I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, gosh.
I could hardly wait for you to get here, Paul. I've been counting the minutes.
And the dollars.
Well, oh, hello, Steve.
Oh, hi, Paul. I was just leaving.
Oh, good. I mean, good night. Now, sit down, Paul, dearest, and make yourself at home.
Oh.
I'll be ready in a few minutes. Don't you dare go away.
Boy, what a welcome. Say, what have you been telling her?
Oh, just that you have a lot of personality.
Brother, you must have poured it on.
That I did, Paul, that I did.
Well, thanks, Steve. I feel a lot more confident now.
Good.
Say, do you think I ought to tell Jerry that I don't have any money that I
want
to make?
Oh, for gosh's sake, don't do that.
Oh, why not?
What do you want to do, spoil a very romantic proposal? Mention a subject as distasteful as money at a time when Jerry is thinking only of love?
Oh, gosh, I never thought of that. I guess you're right, Steve.
Sure I am. But do you know your speech?
I could recite it backwards.
All right, let's hear you run through it. Now, just pretend that I'm Jerry.
Should I get down on one knee?
Look, Paul, you're proposing, not shooting crap.
Oh.
Besides, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, I guess I'm a little out of touch with these things.
Come on, son. Look soulfully into my eyes and give.
All right. Jerry, darling, you know you mean everything to me. I want you. I need you. I'll do anything to make you happy. Darling, will you marry me?
Well, hope you two will be very happy together.
Oh,
Jerry!
No.
I'll have you know I heard every word. I had an idea there was something funny going on, so I stood near the doorway and listened.
Say, what is this anyway?
Now, Jerry, don't get excited.
You low, mean, vile, contemptible, despicable heel.
No.
Trying to marry me to Paul just so I'll sell you permission to use my name. Well, Steve Madden, I'll never sell it to you. Now, never.
Look, Jerry, please be reasonable. I can explain...
Say, what's this all about, anyway?
Paul, did you know this big ape tried to trick me into marrying you by telling me you were rich?
Oh, he did, huh? Why, you rat. You told me Jerry didn't care about money.
But, Paul, I was just doing you a favor.
Okay. In return, I'm going to wrap this vase right around your head.
Paul, don't you dare hit him. Let me do it.
So long, folks. Sorry to rush off like this, but I just remembered a previous engagement.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Alders and Lana Sargent with the Milky Way players, here is John Weigel.
All of us, no matter where we are or what we are doing, like to enjoy ourselves after a hard day's work. And one little treat that always means delightful relaxation and pleasure is the taste treat of a Milky Way candy bar. From the moment you first bite into the thick milk chocolate coating, you enjoy the rare smoothness of the fine, pure milk chocolate, the smooth layer of creamy golden caramel, and the luscious chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the third act of Wanted a Name, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. In order to get Jerry Germain to marry Paul Warren so that she'd sell her name to him, Steve Madden told Jerry that Paul was rich. But she overheard their plans, and now both Jerry and Paul are down on Steve. It's the following morning. The scene is J.J. Bigelow's office, where the financial tycoon sits at his desk, engrossed in business problems.
Let me see now. $4 billion plus $2 billion equals $6 billion. Times 3 equals 18 billion. 18 billion ball bearings.
Mr. Bigelow.
You.
Good morning. Good morning, Steve. Good
Mr.
morning.
Bigelow, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you.
Well, what is it?
It's about Jerry Germain. I've bungled everything, and now she'll never sell her name.
Oh, is that all? Forget it, Steve. Forget it.
Forget it.
Yes, Hortense just called a few minutes ago. She isn't going to use Jerry Germain's name.
Oh, that's swell.
No, she's got a name she likes much better. The Sherry Valentine Shop.
Good. Then all our worries are over.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean? Is Sherry Valentine a real name?
Yes, Steve, I'm afraid it is. Hortense found it in the telephone directory.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
My secretary has already called Miss Valentine. You're to meet her tonight at the Rose Room in the Ritz Plaza.
The Rose Room? Oh, fine.
Now, remember, Steve, just a simple business deal, not a cent over $10,000.
Now, Miss Valentine, what I wanted to talk to you about
was...
Oh,
Mr. Madden, I do so want to hear Jerry Germain sing. I understand she has a perfectly lovely voice.
Well, the last time I heard it, she wasn't exactly singing. But what I wanted to talk to you about...
Oh, why did you ask the head waiter to put us way back here in the corner, Mr. Madden? Are you hiding from somebody?
How did you know? No, of course not, but... look, what I wanted to talk to
you... Oh, yes, it's something about my name, isn't it?
That's right, Miss Valentine. I want to buy it.
You want to buy my name?
I'll give you $5,000 for it.
$5,000? Not in American money.
Yes, 5,000 American dollars, cash. And believe me, I'm not joking.
Oh, my, that's an awful lot of money for an old secondhand name. Why, I've been using it for 22 years.
I don't care how long you've been using it, Miss Valentine. Just as long as it still runs.
Mr. Madden. Hello.
Sherry.
Goodness me, I hardly recognized you without your straitjacket.
Why, you're Jerry Germain, aren't you?
Why, yes.
Oh, won't you join us, Mr. Germain? I'm Sherry Valentine.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Sherry.
Has Mr. Madden been behaving himself? Oh, well, I don't know. He was just trying to buy my name.
Mr. Madden, and you promised me you were going to be a good boy.
Now, just a minute.
You see, Sherry, the poor boy has a name fixation. He likes to collect beautiful names.
See here, Jerry,
Of course, he gets himself into all kinds of trouble trying to buy people's names. Why, he offered me $10,000 for mine. Imagine that.
Oh, dear, you mean...
Now, don't get me wrong. He's perfectly harmless. That is, just as long as you humor him.
Now, cut that out.
Now, there, Mr. Madden. Why don't you tell Sherry what you do with all the pretty names you collect?
What does he do with them?
You won't believe this, Sherry, but he takes them apart for alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup?
I do not. And don't listen to her, Miss Valentine. She's just trying to spoil things for me.
He's just crazy about... he's very fond of alphabet soup.
Then he's got a soup fixation, too?
Oh.
Now, Steve, I know just how you feel. Sherry Valentine is a very beautiful name. It would make such lovely alphabet soup, wouldn't it?
It would not. And I don't want it for alphabet soup. I want it for Mr. Bigelow.
Oh, he's getting desperate, Sherry. He'll do anything to get it now. Anything.
How did I ever get into this?
He'll even try to marry you off to a millionaire who hasn't got any money. Won't you, Mr. Madden?
Look, Jerry, I can explain that if you'll just give me half a chance.
Ha!
But you've got to listen to me, Jerry. You've got to.
Oh, look out, Sherry. His eyes are getting glassy. He's getting violent.
Oh, dear.
I am not getting violent. I'm perfectly harmless. I mean, I'm perfectly calm.
Oh, goodness. That does it.
Miss Valentine, where are you going?
Mr. Madden, you can go chase your dementia precox. I'm getting out of here.
But wait a minute. You can't go yet. We haven't...
Let go of my arm or I'll...
Hey, put that ashtray down.
I will not.
Go.
Well, good night, Mr. Madden.
Good night, Sherry.
I'm terribly sorry about Mr. Madden.
Oh, think nothing of it. They'll sweep him out in the morning.
Well, good night. I'm awfully glad I met you.
Good night. Well, Steve Madden, you've no idea how much I've enjoyed this. I'd even be happier if you had a lily in your hand. You look so... Steve, say something. Oh, Steve, darling. Darling, what's the matter with me? Am I getting feeble-minded? Oh, good. He's coming, too.
Explain everything, Jerry. Jerry, darling.
Oh, Steve.
Jerry, darling, I love you.
Say that again.
Jerry, darling, I love you.
I thought so, you faker.
Hey, what's the big idea of throwing a pitcher of water in my face?
You phony. You weren't unconscious. You were just pretending. What were you up to this time?
Nothing, Jerry. Honest, I just thought it would be a cute way to tell you I love you.
Well, I don't believe you. And I'll never believe you. Not after yesterday.
Oh, darling, please don't cry.
I think you're a low, mean, contemptible eel. Trying to marry me to Paul Warren and lying to me and telling me he was rich.
But Jerry, I wasn't lying. Paul is rich.
What?
Paul's rich and he doesn't know it.
He is?
Yes. His uncle left him a fortune. But according to the terms of the will, he won't get it or even find out about it until his birthday next year.
Well, are you sure about this?
Well, I ought to know. I'm the lawyer who drew up the will.
Well, thanks for telling me, Steve.
Oh, don't mention it. Well, you said you wanted to marry a rich man. Paul still wants to marry you, so...
Yes?
So, if you're still interested, you can find him at the Commodore Club.
Oh, thank you, Steve. You've been swell.
Well, goodbye, Jerry. Got to see a girl about a name.
Steve, wait a minute.
What for?
Why, I'm going with you, of course. You'll never have any luck with Sherry Valentine if I don't help you.
Then you mean you aren't going to marry Paul?
Well, the name Paul Warren doesn't sound so bad. But it just doesn't compare with Steve Madden.
Oh, Jerry, darling.
I think Steve Madden is such a beautiful name, darling. Oh, would you like to sell it?
Oh, Jerry, darling, I've got a better idea. I'll give it to you, Mrs. Steve Madden.
The curtain falls on the last act of Wanted a Name. Another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bar. Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Steve Madden and Nana Sargent as Jerry Germain. The supporting players were Maurice Copeland, Sidney Elstrom, and Rita Ascott. The script was by Bob Thieran. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now our stars with a word about next week's play.
Well, next Saturday, Pat, we have a mystery.
One that disproves the theory that lightning never strikes twice in the same place.
And then it does?
Well, the title of our play is Lightning Strikes Twice.
And I'll be on hand to see that. Thanks and good night, Nana Sargent and Harry Elder.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars present...
Curtain Time! Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
PM, BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova, Gift of a Lifetime. Chicago, WMAQ. Now the life of Riley, and then at 7:30, keep tuned for another Saturday feature, Truth or Consequences.